I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Let's get back briefly to the Brexit vote in the UK. I was surprised to learn today that if Britain does decide to quit a united Europe, it won't be the first time. Of course, I learned this from the world's history guy, Chris Wolfe. So, Chris, what was this first Brexit? It's got to be some time ago.
That's right, Marco. We're going way back in the mists of time, to 286 AD, to be precise.
That's Roman times, right?
That's right. Most of Europe is united under the Roman Empire, and Britain enjoys all the benefits of free trade in a single currency, there's free movement of people, and of course there's Roman roads and sanitation, justice and security.
Sounds pretty good. So why would the Britons, the ancient Britons, want to leave the empire?
Well, primarily, it's a tale of personal politics and individual survival. There was this really interesting cat called Carausius. Now, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, he reminds me of Sir Davos Seaworth, the lowborn sailor who claws his way up into the nobility and to high military command purely based on his abilities. And so he became Admiral of the Fleet based in Britain. And Carausius also was a favorite of the Emperor. He saved his butt, the Emperor's butt, in a battle in Gaul a little bit earlier.
Mm. So it's Carausius who decides to kind of come up with this idea of a, you know, ancient Roman Brexit.
Yes, it was. He didn't really have much choice, really. Although he was Emperor Maximian's favorite naval commander, Carausius was found guilty of corruption. Maximian ordered him to be executed. And rather than submit, he declared himself Emperor of Britannia. Seems like a logical choice. But he's a pretty unlikely champion of British independence. One writer, Alan Clayson, has called him a probable hybrid of Al Capone, Idi Amin, and Long John Silver.
Yowza. And people followed a guy like that?
Well, yeah. He really was smart enough to appeal to its native British dissatisfaction with the Roman Empire. It wasn't all bread and circuses. There was a lot of unhappiness with taxes and overregulation from the continent. Sounds familiar. But anyway, Carausius was not a true Roman. He was what they call a Romanized Celt with strong local ties on either side of the English Channel. So it's not clear if he was exploiting Celtic nationalism in some way. But from the coins he issued, we know he was really good at propaganda. One of them had the big slogan, Liberty. It's like he's trying to convince people that he's trying to fight for freedom. He also had coins that said things like Restorer of Britain and Spirit of Britain. You know, and he had other coin stressing his Roman culture, so he's kind of trying to play both sides, but clearly he was trying to pander to the local feelings.
Well, real echoes of the present day. So Carausius leads Britannia in the first Brexit. Are there any lessons about how it went that we might kind of consider today?
Well, probably not. Unlike Brussels, the Emperor of Rome was determined and able to try and crush the rebellion by force. But this is where I think there are some parallels. Thanks to geography, Carausius and his successor are able to hold out for 10 years. So I think one lesson might be this is how geography plays a role. You know, the nature of Britannia being an island helped people think that they are able to go it alone.
What happened to Carausius himself?
Well, in keeping with the Game of Thrones meme, he's murdered by his internal enemies 7 years later. And he was replaced by his finance minister, a guy called Alectus, who was much more of a proto-nationalist. He dropped all this veneer of Roman stuff, and he was very much more about the local pride. He survived another 3 years till the Romans were able to sneak an army past his navy to invade Britain itself, and he was killed in battle outside of London. Now, it's interesting that after taking Londinium, the new emperor immediately struck new coins to replace the ones saying Liberty. And they said his name and the phrase Restorer of the Eternal Light, meaning the eternal light and power of Rome.
Right. Bye-bye Brexit number one.
Exactly. It'll be interesting to see what new coins the Brits will be minting after tomorrow.
Yeah. Make Londinium great again? The world's history guy, Chris Wolfe. That's fascinating stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.